B-Pod Studios.
Gotta get up. It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Every morning.
You got me feeling so right.
Kiss 95.1.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is 6:01 on Thursday. Today is June 8th. One more day left of school in CMS and Union County, and I'm sure some other school districts. I know some South Carolina school systems are already out. It's crazy. It's staggered for a lot of people. The year-round schools are on break right now, too, I believe, for a couple more weeks. And we are here for your radio needs. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. What's up?
Well, my son Jackson turned 3 yesterday.
Yes.
And he has been crawling out of his crib. Now, I know most kids are not in a crib by the time they're 3, but Jackson was.
Okay.
And it was glorious.
Yes.
Because he stayed in that crib. Well.
And now he's a flight risk?
He's a flight risk. So yesterday, we put the day bed arm on the crib, and we turned the lock around on the door.
To prevent a breakout.
Yes. Because that's all he's been doing. So first, when he was crawling out of the crib, he was wandering the house.
Then, while you guys were sleeping.
Yes. And that scared me.
Yeah.
Because if he got out of the door or something like that. Then he was coming into our room, and I was like, you know what? Cash is already sometimes in our room. We can't do this with two. So we shouldn't go walk around. Last night was his first night in the day bed. It did not go well.
Oh, no.
Did
you ever think to yourself, you and Dallas, your husband, damn, we must be really, really cool.
Yeah, right.
Loving parents for these kids to be wanting to be around us all the time.
That's what I heard all night. Hello? Is anybody home?
Isn't he tired?
Just continuous. I'm like, buddy, you gotta go to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, don't the kids get tired?
I don't know. I guess mine don't.
I don't know. I'm sure you're not alone. And I only use my kids as an example. But like my wife is out of town this week. So I have the kids staying at the nanny's house overnight. And last night I dropped them off and Ruby was like, I want to play. And my son Dean, who's 10 and in fourth grade, is like, I'm cooked. I'm going to bed.
Oh, I wish my kids would say that.
You know, I don't know.
No.
Hey, does Jax take a nap anymore?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe move that around a little bit. I know sleep induces sleep, they say.
Yeah, sleep breeds sleep.
But, like, what time does he take his nap?
Early. Like, 12.
And how long is he down for?
An hour and a half.
That's not bad.
I know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Now, granted, it was the first night, but like...
Yeah, I mean, you have to just get through that.
Well, and when I... Because, you know, Dallas is like, wants to go in there immediately. And I'm like, no, you have to like let him figure it out. So...
It's the way. This is the only way. Like, the only way you're going to survive is by having the child sleep in the bed. That's the only way.
Wait, so he guilted me into going in. So then I had to stay in there until Jackson fell asleep. So then I go back to my room, and then he gets up again, and he guilts me again. And then I'm like, I'm not a bad mom, though. I know.
Now he knows he's got you.
But I have to explain to Dallas and defend myself in my own house that I'm not a bad mom because I'm letting him figure it out. I'm like, he's not even crying.
No.
He's just knocking on the door.
Not that you have time for this, but if my wife and I have any kind of conflict with the kids, my wife is really good at following people on Instagram that agree with her philosophy, or she follows their philosophy. Mm-hmm. So she'll send me the Instagram message. Now, Dal's not on Insta, but send him a text. Like, find somebody that backs up your philosophy and send it to him so that he can see it from a different standpoint. Because it's interesting when you hear somebody go, of course, if your child... feels like they're in danger or they're screaming or they're stressed out. You want to go to them, but you have to trust the process. Right. That's what he needs to hear.
And he doesn't trust me, so.
Meanwhile, Nicole just pushed kids back by another 4 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah, forget that whole thing. You know what? Your girlfriend's right. Just move on. Get another dog. You know what? You have, like, seven cats to foster, so that's a good...
There's somebody, like, one of those Instagram accounts that follow, like, 106-year-old shares a secret to life, and one of them was... lady turns 106 and says the secret to life was adopting more dogs and passing on kids.
At least you sleep with the dog. Well, you can sleep in the house with the dogs there.
Seriously, I love my kids, just not between the hours of 8 and 6 a.m.
And that's the important hours.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. Sleepless parents can text in 704-570-9595. We know you share Ren's pain. The one thing I was going to share with you was that, how about that smoke yesterday?
I know.
I have friends, obviously, in New Jersey and New York, where I grew up, and they were just sending message after message of the orange smoke.
It was like the
super
apocalypse.
Eerie.
I know.
And it cleared up finally yesterday, like around 4:30, 5 o'clock. I got a message that, like, we'd moved from red to yellow,
okay. Which
means it's still... You know, the atmosphere is still smoky, but at least it wasn't a code red. It's so crazy. And I was just reading there's 400 wildfires going on in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
It stopped New York air traffic for a while.
So I was going to ask that, since you have, like, friends in New York, was New York fully functioning yesterday, or were they like, hey, work from home?
It's funny that you say that.
Don't worry about it.
Because Tom, who writes for us, he's our New York writer, he sent a message, and he goes, hey, you guys, I called the person who hired me for a freelance job yesterday and said, hey, are we canceling because of the smoke? She goes, are you crazy? He goes, well, honestly, 3 years ago when I was working for Good Morning America, they canceled on a day and then never came back, and I never got my job back again. SAG-AFTRA closed their offices because of the smoke. Okay. That's the Actors Guild. Yeah. So some places were open, some places were closed. You couldn't see New Jersey from the George Washington Bridge, though, and that's the bridge that connects New York and New Jersey. It was crazy, but I guess things are getting better. We just wanted to say thank you to our Canadian friends, and thank you to Smokey the Bear, or the equivalent of whoever is up there in Canada. It's Manny and Loren. I'm sure they have somebody different up there. Okay. Smacky the Frog, who knows?
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
What I found and I wanted to talk about. I don't know what happens to the time. We do commercials, we do a song. I got like 7 minutes in here, and all I do is sit on my phone and I'm not prepared to talk.
Okay.
And then Nicole just came in and we were talking. Hold on.
Are you looking for elevator technique?
Yeah, where is it?
Or etiquette?
You have it?
No, I don't have it. I just saw it on the show sheet.
Okay. This is what I wanted to talk about. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your help. A recent YouGov poll showed that 3 in 10 people say that they've hit the elevator button to close the elevator's doors because they saw someone approaching and wanted to leave without them.
I have done it before.
I know you have. And the reason why I bring this up, and hello, producer Nicole, is because every day we come to work, we take the elevator from the first floor to the third floor, and we walk in with other morning show people.
Yeah.
Does anybody here want to admit that they have at one time closed the door when they knew somebody indeed was walking?
So I have, and let me tell you why I did it, and I texted the person. It was when I was sick recently, and I was, you know, probably 20 yards in front of Captain Jim and Catherine Lane.
Okay, from WSOC.
I love them, and I typically do wait for them, but because I was sick, I didn't want them to ride the elevator with me. So I quickly went in, went up, and sent the elevator back down, and then texted Captain Jim and said, hey, I'm so sorry I went up, but I'm sick, and I didn't want you guys to have to be in the elevator with me.
Okay, that's a fair response. Nicole? Now, typically, you come in when nobody else is around. You're a little earlier than a lot of people.
Yeah, so on my way in, if you're not directly behind me, I'm probably... I have a better chance of saving the elevator and opening the door for someone who's behind me walking in. But if I'm leaving and I see somebody... I don't care if I know him or if I don't know him, and I see somebody waiting for the elevator, I'll do a lap and I'll wait until they leave, because I don't want to ride the elevator down with somebody. It's awkward elevator talk.
It is. It is awkward. There's never good conversation in an elevator.
Have you guys seen that commercial, the insurance commercial, where the doctor's talking to the dad? on the elevator, so. And the dad is like, it's a doctor, and he goes on, he's like, now listen, you don't have to talk to everyone in here, and the dad's facing the wrong way. Uh-huh. He's looking at everybody at the elevator with his back to the door. He's like, wow, crazy day outside, huh? I'm like, no, you're not supposed to do that.
Okay.
40% of Gen Zers say that they have closed the door on somebody. 42% of millennials say they've done it.
Everybody has closed the door on somebody. If 60% of people don't want to admit it, they're lying to themselves. No. Everybody has done it.
3 in 10 people say they have done it. That means that 7 people say that they haven't.
Lies.
The other day I felt bad because we normally leave together. I don't know why. It's always been a thing that we've done on the show. Even when Roy was here, we would all leave together, and producer Nicole left a little bit after us. And by a little bit, I mean like 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got on the elevator, Catherine and Melanie from promotions were going down, and I didn't want to hold them up. So we ride down, and as soon as I get in my car, Nicole must have taken the next elevator down, and I see her sulking to her car, and I was like, no, it's not what you think. We didn't blow you off. We just couldn't make them wait for you.
Right.
Listen, that's cute that you think that's the only time you've left me by 30 seconds, but when you are ready to leave, you are ready to leave. You don't ask anybody else.
That's not true.
You just like get up and start packing your bag. And that's normally when I see, because I can see you just stand up and pack your bag. And I'm like, okay, well, let me hurry up and get all my things.
I guess we're leaving.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
Just story after story popping up about how seniors are pulling these quote unquote senior pranks, but they're trashing the schools. Most notably in North Carolina, there was an issue down in Indian land, and then one, I don't want to say the town wrong, but I thought it was Hilburn, okay. North Carolina. I think that's where it was. A group of seniors trashed a school and got in trouble. So we're not talking about senior week specifically.
Right.
We just want to know, like, as a student, everybody once in a while got in trouble, whether you were the troublemaker or not. You ended up getting yourself in trouble. What's the biggest trouble you got in at school? 704-570-9595. Let me add this. If you have to text us more than, like, 3 lines, can you just call us so we don't have to read a long, giant text?
And we're probably going to have questions.
Yeah, call us at 704-570-9595. Ren, you go first. The biggest trouble you got in school.
So twice I got into really big trouble. Once I skipped school with my best friend, her sister, and one of our guy friends.
Seniors?
Yeah, we were seniors. We went to an abandoned house that was supposed to be haunted in Davie, Florida. And it was like a farm, so it had like stables and whatnot. Well, my best friend who was with me found like red glue somewhere. I assume it was like horseshoe glue. And she started like putting it on her hands, then putting it on the walls and like dragging it and like making it look like blood to scare us.
Right.
Well, the neighbors saw us on the property and called the police. So the police show up and want to take us all to juvie.
You're supposed to be in school.
I'm supposed to be in school. My mother is on a flight to California on her first vacation in I don't know how long. So this cop is like, he's like, we can either call your parents or you guys come down to juvie with me. And I'm like, oh God, I've driven. Okay. So my car is there. So he's like, your car gets impounded. You go to juvie or we call your parents. I'm like, well, my mom's on a flight. I can't call her. Like I physically can't call her. Give me your phone. I'll show you that her phone is going to go to voicemail. And he was like, well, then we need to call your dad. And I was like, I'm not calling my dad.
I don't have a father. Yeah, no, he's not here today.
Yeah, and he's like, well, where's your dad? I'm like, I don't know, but we're not calling him. And he's like, then you're going to go to juvie. And I was like, then take me to juvie. Because I know whatever sits for me at home once I call my dad and tell him is worse than going with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was number one. And number two, I got into a fist fight in the parking lot because somebody jumped on my car. And it was like 3 months before the end of the school year. And we both got suspended.
Mm.
And that was, I got in big trouble for that.
You were a senior too? Wow. So you waited to break out in your senior year.
Yeah.
I got in trouble in eighth grade because a friend of ours, we had a really hot teacher. And a friend of ours used her as a tutor. And he had her number, so we were all at his house one day when she wasn't there tutoring, and we called her and left the message on her answering machine.
Why would you leave a message?
Because we wanted to say hi. Uh-huh. Like, we were smitten with her. We were like, hey, we're like, you're the best looking teacher in the school.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and you're seniors at this point? No, eighth grade.
Okay.
Eighth grade. We love going to your class, all that stuff. We would hover around the house when we knew that he was getting tutored by her so we could see her after school.
Oh, my God.
And then when I was a freshman in high school at the private all guys high school I went to, we had a teacher who was easily 85 years old and was just trying to get through her last year, probably. And we were just terrible. But it wasn't just me. It was like just a group of, they were animals, these mm-hmm. kids. And the whole class got in trouble for misbehaving. And she basically retired mid-year, never came back. And we had to sod the entire football field.
Oh, my gosh.
On like two back-to-back Saturdays, the whole class.
That stinks.
Emily in Mooresville, good morning.
Good morning.
Emily, what did you do that you got in trouble?
So my friends and I, we weren't allowed to leave for lunch at our high school, but my friend had a doctor's note to leave at lunch. And so she had a truck, so we all laid in the bed of her truck, and we didn't get it caught until we came back. One of our friends was upset that we left her behind, so she told the school. And
they were waiting for you?
Yeah, they were waiting for us when we got back, and funny enough, there was like four or five of us that went, and the only people who got in trouble were me and my twin sister.
Oh, why? Why didn't anybody else get in trouble? Well, the one girl had a note.
I have no idea how they escaped from it, but my sister and I, we had like 2 weeks, 1 week of in-school suspension, but it was okay because we had each other, but it just sucked.
Yeah, twinning. I love it. Thanks, Emily. A couple text messages coming in. Someone got expelled for drinking vodka in a water bottle in ninth grade.
Oh.
That's bad. Smoking in the bathroom. Someone said they found a pocket knife in my backpack. I got expelled and sent to juvie for 2 weeks. Someone got in trouble in kindergarten.
Maybe we could have been juvie friends.
Yeah. You guys could have been cellmates, Ren. Olivia said, in kindergarten, I got in pretty big trouble because I punched a boy in the face who was trying to kiss me.
Well, tell him hands off.
There you go.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
All right, real quick, there's a couple people that I want to talk to in regards to the biggest trouble they got in school as we wrap up the school year here. Someone said that they walked off campus once in a text message 980, and the school police officer trailed me from school and took me back to the school, and all the security guards and the principal were outside laughing at me because I had gotten caught. Someone else said, I got busted once for writing on the walls in the bathroom. I was drawing pictures of teachers I didn't like and making funny comments about them, and I got busted.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. All right, Hannah, go ahead. When did you get in trouble at school?
So in the first grade, I pulled the fire alarm. And although super thrilling, but I did get into a lot of trouble. And I remember by the time my mom got down to the school to get me, my principal was screaming at me.
Oh, my God, you're in first grade.
I know. And my mom had me go sit in the office, and all I hear is just her kind of like going off on my principal, like, how dare you talk to her that way?
Yes.
She's in the first grade.
You're 6 years old at that point.
You don't really know.
After that happened, I was taking a bath with my sister, and I go and run into my mom's room, and she has one of those over the door like ironing board.
Okay.
Well, I go and I slam the door and it falls on me and it goes on my face and
oh, no.
My leg. Well, when I went back to school, I had all these burn marks. And so they called DHS.
Oh my gosh.
They thought that I got suspended from school and I burnt, like, got my mom.
Right, like your mom got your mom was mad at you for it. Holy cow, what a stretch of events. Now, two things can happen after this, Hannah and Loren. One, Hannah goes on a rampage and is just a terrible student for the rest of her school days, or she never gets in trouble again.
Well, I'd love to say that I didn't get in trouble again, but at least it didn't happen until I was, like, in high school.
You behaved through elementary and middle, and then you went off again in high school. All right. Well, thanks for sharing, Hannah. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All you naughty, naughty people out there. How dare you get in trouble in high school? And by the way, we were talking to producer Nicole off the air, and she claims as a varsity athlete, female athlete especially, throughout school, she did not really get in trouble that much. Like, she got leniency because she was important to the school. And I hated kids like that.
That is not what she said. She didn't say that at all.
Let me tell you something. The guys' high school I went to, it was a huge sports school. None of the football players ever got in trouble. And forget the baseball players. They were all angels, too.
Do you know when we sit in those meetings and he comes out and hears something different? I heard what you said, Nicole, and that is not what you said.
First off, I never said that I got treated differently. I said, like, we weren't really given the opportunity to get in trouble because you'd get benched. So I kept my head down, and I went to school. I didn't get in trouble.
And she even said, like, maybe the, like, male athletes, like, the football players could get away with stuff, but the ladies
female
could not.
Couldn't.
Yeah. Oh.
And did you talk to somebody else? Is there a ghost in here? What's going on?
It's different. That's different than what I heard. What I heard in my head is that the varsity athletes get treated differently.
That is literally not what I said.
What goes on in your precious brain? I love it. I really do.
I don't think Nicole does. Hey, I want to do the song, it was Sabrina Carpenter, and then I want to come back and I want to play something. I posted it on Insta yesterday. It is mind-blowing facts, just like random facts. Did you see it? Did you see my Insta yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Radio.
Yes.
I want to read a couple of them.
Yeah, you should, because there was one that really caught me off.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll come up on that mind-blowing facts. You got to hear them next on Kiss.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
You guys are always my morning show
to listen
to on my way to work.
On Kiss
95.1. So this one Instagrammer posted this really cool Insta reel, and I reposted it yesterday. And the more I looked at it, like, the more shocked I was by it. They're mind-blowing facts. Now, I don't know where the guy got these mind-blowing facts. I'm sure they're somewhere. But, you know, just like I love about TikTok and Instagram, is like the information finds you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, all of a sudden now I'm aware of it when I wouldn't have thought to Google, you know, mind-blowing facts.
Right.
So one of the mind-blowing facts is that protective parents raise the biggest liars. Overly protective parents raise the biggest liars.
I could see that.
Here's a couple more.
91% of people aren't friends with people they once called their best friends.
I believe that, too.
91%.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? Keep your best friends in your lives.
Crying is how your body responds when your mouth can't explain the pain you're feeling.
That's crazy. Crying is when your body responds to your mouth not knowing what to do, basically.
Yeah. I mean, in most circumstances.
Your mind can sense someone staring at you even when you're asleep. When a person dies, they have 7 minutes of brain activity left. It's the mind playing all the memories of the person in dream sequence.
That is the one that scared me.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's the one that took me off guard.
I believe that.
Because I saw that yesterday. I was like, 7 minutes? Even after I'm dead?
Your life, your brain is still alive. And
Oh my gosh.
It's like you're dreaming.
Ugh, that freaks me out.
That's
cool, though,
because I wonder if we die, it's just like going to sleep.
And then it goes black.
Like, regardless of the circumstances, like, it's like there's things that suck. Don't get me wrong. People die in pain. Some people die in their sleep.
Yeah.
But, like, I wonder once you're dead if that's most like.
It's kind of sad to me.
Yeah, like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Conversation this morning.
I love you so much. I listen every single morning.
Oh, we're glad we could put a smile on your face. Thank you so much for listening.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Still to come this morning, Logic tickets. And we also have details on how you could fly away to go see your favorite artist all summer long. Your first shot to go see the Jonas Brothers coming your way in just a little bit. The Jonas Brothers in Chicago at Wrigley Field, by the way. Speaking of the Jonas Brothers, you know, their family's in Belmont. I know the dad went to school out there. Family was raised in Belmont. and maybe you went to school with Kevin Jonas Sr. That's kind of what we want to talk about this morning as we wrap up school this week. What celebrity or well-known person did you go to school with, and what were they like? 704-570-9595.
We found a list from BuzzFeed of people like weighing in on who they went to school with. And I think there's three on here that are really notable. Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was as full of herself then as she is now. You know, I just listened to Priyanka Chopra, speaking of the Joe Bros, interview on Call Her Daddy. And I love Priyanka. And I actually have met her when I lived in India. But Nicole and I were talking about this because we love that podcast. Well, the attitude that she talks about she had in high school was very much like Mariah Carey's, right?
Like she knew what she wanted.
Well, she says she was a peacock. Like she calls herself a peacock when she was in school. Like she loved to show.
Right.
And that was like her whole thing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think
she makes it sound like she was kind of
cocky, full of herself. Uh-huh. But you have to, if you want to get into the business of show business and get your name out there, or if you don't want to get into politics or in sports, you got to put yourself out there. You just have to.
Sure. Somebody went to school with Harry Styles. They said, "I didn't really know him. He actually was pretty quiet."
Oh, that's cool.
"I remember his band playing in the high school hall, but that's it."
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then somebody said they went to school with LeBron James. Coolest dude ever.
Yeah. Super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
My mom went to school with a football coach named Bill Parcells.
Oh, yeah.
And it was.
I didn't know your mom went to school with Bill Parcells.
Yeah, they were very close. And he wrote in her yearbook, you know, in their senior year, "Keep an eye on me, Ginny. I'm going to do big things." So he knew, like, and he had that attitude.
Yeah.
He was the athlete in the school. You know, he was the one that was going to go on to coach the New York Giants, the Jets, the Patriots, and I think the Dolphins and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
He was all over the place. Text messages coming in. Someone said, "Brooklyn Decker from Matthews. She was very nice and our valedictorian."
Really? I didn't know Brooklyn Decker was the valedictorian.
How about that? That's what we want to know. Who did you go to school with? What celebrity? A lot of people, like, "Hi, Brittany. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right with you."
Hello?
Brittany. Hi, hey. Brittany, hi.
Hi.
That was my fault. I clicked something off.
Okay.
I want to talk to you in a second, but I just already
lame. UFC fighter now.
Cool. Was he a fighter in school?
No, she, Justine Kish. Yes.
Oh, Justine. Okay. So yes.
Her way of saying Justin. Not that southern. I went to school with Justine.
I don't follow UFC.
I gotcha.
But okay, so was she a fighter in school? Like, was she always in trouble for getting into fights? Or was this like, you're like, oh my gosh, she became a fighter?
Like, sweet as she could be. She was a year ahead of me. Super nice, but like a professionally trained fighter. Her, like, as long as I had known her in like high school, and now she trains in like Thailand, and I think she lives out in LA now. But in school, nice as she could be, lots of friends, but just always a professionally trained fighter.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you. Dia in Waxhaw. Hey, Dia.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. So, who did you go to school with?
So, it was elementary, middle, and like the beginning of high school, but it was in New Jersey. Washington Borough is one of the smallest towns in Jersey. I went to school with Halsey.
Oh my gosh, did producer Nicole freak out when she talked to you off the air? She loves Halsey.
She said that she knew someone else that went to the school, and I wanted to ask her who it was, but I don't want to ask her on the air.
You guys probably all know each other.
Yeah, I'll put you back on hold. Now, could you tell that Halsey was going to make it? Was Halsey like a talented person?
Oh, yeah, she can, I mean, when it comes to any kind of art, she makes it into something beautiful. Like, she taught herself how to play a guitar. She can draw a portrait in, like, seconds. Like,
yeah.
She's been writing music since she was very young. So,
okay.
We all knew that she would be something one day.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hold on a second. Nicole, you can pick up on her and tell her who your friend was. Hey, so my high school in Jersey mined a lot of people. Sean Weiss, who played Goldberg the goalie from the Mighty Ducks was younger than me, and he was my girlfriend's brother's good friend.
Okay.
So we'd all end up at my girlfriend's house after school, and he would be there, and he was like a sophomore in high school selling God's Good Green Earth.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, this kid's going places. But he
got it from
filmed,
L.A.
He'd already filmed the first two movies at that point, but then he got himself into trouble. I hope he's doing okay. And then I know the older classes at my high school, they went to school with Bill Maher from the HBO show. And a lot of people say that Bill Maher was a complete jerk in high school.
Oh, that's strange.
Like his attitude that he has now on TV, like him or hate him, was the attitude he had in high school. A lot of text messages coming in, Ren. A lot of athletes. Someone went to school with John Wall. He's a basketball player. Another person went to school with Kevin Garnett, a retired NBA player.
Wow.
NBA champion and 15-time All-Star member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. See, what I would ask that person if they were on the phone is, was Kevin tall?
Like, always tall.
Yeah, like if you went to third grade with Kevin, was he taller than the teacher? Hey, let's keep it going. 704-570-9595. We don't talk about it a lot, but who did you go to high school or school with? What famous celebrity, and were they cool?
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
Wrapping up the conversation on the celebrity that you went to high school with, someone texted in and said they went to high school with Michael Douglas and Glenn Close.
I love Glenn Close.
Well, I had no idea that Michael Douglas and Glenn Close went to the same high school.
Maybe they didn't. Did you ask them?
Oh, you think this person went to two different high schools with two different celebrities?
I don't know.
Good point. Didn't think of that. Because they were great in War of the Roses and Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
But how cool would it have been if I find out that Michael Douglas and Glenn Close were like in high school plays together?
Right.
Like, I didn't know that.
That's... whoever that theater teacher is should just like
take a bow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool. Somebody else texted in and said that that their mom went to school with Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune. She said she was kind of stuck up. She was kind of stuck on letters all the time. We would see her and she'd be like, K, R, you want to buy a vowel? Oh, that's funny. All right, well, you keep those coming, the celebrities you went to high school with and what they were really like. Someone said, I went to high school with a guy named Barack Obama.
That's cool.
But it obviously wasn't Barack Obama the president. There's somebody else out there named Barack Obama. Jason in Belmont said John Legend was from my hometown, the opposing team. So, yeah, you just never know.
Yeah.
You never know who you're in school with right now who could turn out to be somebody, and you may or may not be tripped up by it. Like, some people just don't even care. Like, my mom did not even really care that Bill Parcells, the football coach, was like my mom's friend.
Yeah.
She was like, that Bill's not even his real name. It's Dwayne.
What did she call him?
Dwayne's his real name.
Oh my gosh,
they all
so
called
funny.
Him Bill. And by the way,
say it.
I don't know. That's not fair. I got tea on him.
Oh, I want you to say it now.
I'll tell you off the air. It's not for on the air.
Okay. All right.
So there's that.
Woo! And then on the rap party, we'll get a nugget.
Yeah, I forget. Like, you're into it because he was there at the Dolphins when you were there. Uh-huh. I forgot about that. Okay.
He ate ice cream every single morning for breakfast.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's funny. He paid for my mom's high school reunion. He couldn't make it when they did their 50th or 60th high school reunion, but he paid for everybody.
Wow. It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
So, I kind of need some advice, honestly. But I'm going through some sleepless nights with my kids. And my six-year-old is terrified of his own shadow, so he ends up in my bed most nights. Well, my three-year-old, who just turned three yesterday, started climbing out of his crib and wandering the house.
So you have a monitor on him?
Yes. But the monitor, which I'm going to have to change the location because it's just, I can only see down on his bed. I can't see the room.
Yeah, you're going to have to put the monitor downstairs near the kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, essentially. Or just get a camera for my living room anyway. So it scared me because I got up for work, I checked the monitor, and I didn't see him. And I was like,
and you didn't hear him.
I didn't hear him. He's stealthy. He knows, like, climbing out of his crib was bad or wrong, so he would do it so quietly. And I, like, ran out in the hallway, and he was downstairs in the kitchen. He didn't leave the house, but it freaked me out because he could have.
And it's 4:30 in the morning. And right. If you weren't getting up in the morning to go do your job.
Would have never known.
And who knows what he could get into.
Right.
Holy cow. He's not scared to go downstairs. I'd be petrified.
Well, so the next night he wandered into our room. So I took him back to his room. I was like, we don't climb out of the crib, you know, whatever. Well, he's 007 this crib like 7 times. So I'm like, all right, it's time. We got to go to the day bed. Mm-hmm. We'll put it, you know, the new arm on, whatever. But let's flip the lock around on his door so he can't get out.
You can lock it from the outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now all I hear during the night is, hello? Is anybody there? Anybody home?
Where does he think you are? You're sleeping. Do you yell, Jax, go back to sleep?
Yes. So, well, this last night was the first night that this was, like, really came to a head. Because it was the first night in his big boy bed. And we all, like, individually, we all had gone to the door at some point and been like, Jack, shut your light off. Go back to bed. Like, you're okay. You've got your Paw Patrol guys in there. Like, you're fine. Grab a book. Go back to sleep. Nope. Not going back to sleep. All night long. Unless I was just going to let him, like, figure it out. And Dale's made me feel bad. So I went in and I, like, sat with him until he fell asleep. And then I left. But then he got up again when I was leaving for work today.
I think you got to let him figure it out. I think he's got to cry it out and realize that he can't get out.
I do,
if
too.
If you keep going in there or you keep doing that, he's going to know. That's why he's going to call for you.
And
it's hard, but I think that's what you got to do.
I know.
Am I right, parents?
Please say yes. And I hope my husband is listening.
Well, at least you got the lock thing figured out, so he's not going to wander the house anymore.
Right.
Which is really good, because I couldn't imagine looking down at the monitor and not seeing my child in the crib.
Yeah, it freaks you out.
It's got
sure.
to.
Now, it's time for a Can't Beat Lauren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
You're playing against Kat.
Karen.
Karen.
What's Hi.
Up? In New Jersey, we would call you Kat.
You would.
Yeah. Hey, Kat.
Really?
Yeah, Kat.
Okay.
Kat's in the car with Ryan and Gigi this morning, Loren.
All right, guys, are you ready to play Campy Loren?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Loren putting her headphones down. She's heading out into the hallway. She can't hear anything. It's quiet out there. You guys are ready? Let's do this. Karen and Gigi and Ryan, question number one. Lance Bass spilled the tea on the latest episode of his podcast that Britney Spears ghosted him after asking to meet his new twins. What iconic boy band was Lance a part of?
NSYNC.
9 years after its last film, The Expendables, it's getting a new chapter. It's due out this summer, and the franchise is adding 50 Cent, Andy Garcia, and Machine Gun Kelly's fiance. Who is she?
Megan Fox.
Okay. Gigi Hadid has been spending some time with this actor who you may remember as Jack from the Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Real Housewives of Orange County season 17 premiered last night on what network?
Bravo.
And question five, this actor who recently starred as Spider-Man is dating Zendaya and announced that he will be taking a year off from acting. What actor is that?
Tom Holland.
Good number five, Nicole. Come on in, Loren. I feel like it's been a while since a contestant has gotten all five correct, but give your hats off to Karen, Ooh. Ryan, and Gigi because they got all five right.
Good job.
I love that. It puts the pressure on you.
It does.
And
it sure does.
We're not going to tell you if you got any right or wrong to the end. Here okay. we go. Question one. Lance Bass spilled the tea on the latest episode of his podcast that Britney Spears ghosted him after asking to meet his new twins. What iconic band was Lance a part of?
NSYNC.
9 years after its last film, The Expendables is getting a new chapter out this summer, and the franchise is adding 50 Cent, Andy Garcia, and Machine Gun Kelly's fiance. Three.
Wait. Sorry. You're looking for Machine Gun Kelly's fiance's name. Megan Fox. Sorry, I got hung up because I saw Pete Davidson was voicing something for them, too. My brain.
So you don't really care about camp. Your 301 wins. It doesn't matter to you.
No,
you're gonna fade off and watch TV.
My brain thought you were going somewhere there and not where I was following you.
Karen, Ryan, and Gigi, I apologize. Let's continue. Gigi Hadid has been spending some time with this actor, who you may remember as Jack from the Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Real Housewives of Orange County season 17 premiered last night on what network?
Bravo.
And question five, this actor who recently starred as Spider-Man is dating Zendaya and announced that he'll be taking a year off from acting. What actor is that?
Tom Holland.
That groan means that you also got all five right, Loren. So, Ty, stay with the house. But great job, you guys.
Karen, Ryan, Gigi, great job.
Thank you. It was fun.
Hey, I didn't know you were driving with Gigi in the car. Gigi Hadid. That's really cool.
All right, guys. You know what we want to hear before we let you go.
Okay. It's Karen, Ryan, and Gigi. And we can't beat Loren, but we can tie her.
All right. Enjoy your last days of school, you guys. And thanks for playing.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Do you want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Rob, you sent us a message. You think Ashley is cheating on you, and you guys haven't really even been dating that long. What's going on?
Okay, we've been dating for about a month, and the other night I wanted to go out with her. She said she was busy, and the same night a friend of mine says that he sees this girl that looks just like Ashley at a brewery. And I was like, send me a photo. I didn't believe him. He's like, send me a photo. Turns out it definitely was her, and she was all over another dude.
When you say all over, like, what do you mean? Like, dancing?
Yeah, no, she was sitting in his lap. Yeah. Anyway, I texted her that night, and I was like, hey, do you want to meet up? She said she was busy.
Have you seen her since?
No. I texted her a few times since then. She hadn't got back to me. And, I don't know, I thought we were hitting it off, so.
So that was, what, 5 days ago now?
Nah, a little bit, like, been 4 days. So
4 days, okay.
About a week.
Okay. When your friend sent you the message, were you angry about it? I mean, are you really, really into this girl after a month?
I was pretty into her, man, yeah.
Because the last thing we want to do is call her and have her be like, we're just dating.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing going on here. Did you guys define the relationship?
Not like, you know, I didn't ask her, hey, will you be my girlfriend or will you go steady with me? But, I mean, we've been...
It's implied.
Doing that boyfriends and girlfriends do. Like, we do all that.
You've been intimate.
We have been intimate, to say the least.
Okay. I mean, what's going to be the outcome if she is seeing somebody else? Are you going to define the relationship, or are you going to break it off?
Well, we got to cross that bridge when we come to it, right?
Okay. But you need us to get a straight answer from Ashley. Okay. Loren will call Ashley, and she will disguise herself as an operator for a flower company. All right, stand by, Rob. Don't say anything until we get as much information out of Ashley as possible, okay?
Roger that.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ashley, please.
This is she.
Hi, Ashley. My name is Mel. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here and Instagram handle as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Congratulations. I have a very romantic man package for you to share with someone.
A man package?
Yes. There's cigars in this package, a bottle of bourbon, and then dinner for two as well for you to share with that person. I just need the name, and then I'll get the number in a minute of who you'd like to share it with. And we also have, when we call that person, we play a little recording from you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have someone that you'd like to share a romantic man package with?
Yeah, actually, Kyle.
Okay, so we're going to send this to Kyle. And Ashley, when we call Kyle to tell him that you're going to share the package with him, I can take a little recording here from you and then play that back for him so you can personally invite him.
A personal message? I don't know. That seems really cringy.
Yeah, it's just between the two of you.
Okay.
whenever you're ready. Go ahead.
Hey, Kyle. Want to get lit? Yay.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Ashley, are you sure you don't want to send him to Rob?
Oh.
Do you know who Rob is?
Yeah. Who am I talking to now?
This is Manny and Loren. You're on War of the Roses on the radio.
Yeah, we catch cheaters.
Rob heard everything, and he was just curious. I know it's only been a month, but he's just curious why you're keeping him in the dark about what's going on in your relationship with him.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you want to send? Why don't you want him to send me some cigars? Why don't you want to send those my way?
Oh, I didn't know you smoked.
Okay, wait. Okay, can we get back to the point? Okay, Ashley, you're dating. You're just dating, right?
This is a misunderstanding. I've caught myself in a web here.
What's the misunderstanding?
Well, I mean, Kyle's my gay.
So you're not dating Kyle?
No, we're just, like, friends. Like, we just hang out. He's, like, my best gay friend.
So, are you exclusive with Rob? I'm just trying to follow you here.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Like, we haven't talked about it, but, I mean, I'm not seeing anyone else right now.
As plausible as it sounds, that Kyle is your, did you put, like, quotations up in the air when you said you're gay? He's your gay? I saw a picture of you guys at the brewery, and it looked like the way you guys, it just looked like you were a little bit more than just friends.
Yeah, his friend was the one that ratted you out, Ashley, and said that you were at the same brewery that he was at, and he sent a picture to Rob showing you all over this other guy. That supposedly you're saying is you're gay, as you say.
Yeah, like, he's more than a friend. He's my best friend.
I don't know if I'm into that. Like, that, it sounds like maybe you got your hands full with your guy best friend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think I am serious. Like, it sounds like you got enough guy attention from, you know, I mean, if that's what you're looking for is just, like, attention, then from any guy or your best friend guy, then, you know, you should be with that guy. I don't want to hold you back. Go be with that guy. I think I'm going to move on.
I mean, I can buy you some bourbon if that's what this is about.
I
think you're hung up on the gift, on the package, Ashley. This is more about you failing the test.
All right, Rob, whatever. It's your life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Still to come this hour, Logic tickets to go see Logic this weekend at the Skyla Credit Union Amphitheater uptown with Juicy J, one of my wife's favorites.
She loves
3-6 Mafia.
That's cute.
Yeah. 3-6 Mafia is a Memphis group, and they would be, like, hanging around. Like, Amanda went to University of Memphis, and she was in a sorority, so the girls would hang around on Beale Street, which is, like, the party area in Memphis. And, like, 3-6 would just pop in somewhere and just start performing, which, cool. You know, was really cool. And then they would hang out afterwards, and so they had fun. So we have tickets for Logic and Juicy J coming up here in just a little bit. But on the heels of that War of the Roses, and a lot of people are commenting how high Ashley sounded on that. Just to put it in perspective, we had to edit a lot of weird stuff out just to make the War of the Roses make sense to you this morning when we recorded these.
Like, some of
this
the stuff she was saying, we were like, oh, what?
Yeah, she was hung up on the fact that Rob didn't get the gift.
Right.
Not the fact that she didn't send it to Rob.
Right.
So I think in a weird way, Rob was just like, I just realized she's not the one for me. Mm-hmm. Even though they only dated for a month. So that's how she basically got dumped today, was on War of the Roses, But we found this Twitter thread, and it reveals the worst ways people have been dumped. And that's where we want you to jump in and chime in on this conversation. Get on board at 704-570-9595. What's the worst way you've been dumped?
Is there a worse way than over text?
I think so. How about this one? I moved to L.A. to go be with her.
Uh-huh.
When I got there, she never picked me up at the airport, and I never spoke to her again.
She ghosted him.
Ghosted him.
That's funny.
That's a pretty mean way.
Yeah, unless he was super clean. She couldn't get rid of him.
Do you think this is worse than breaking up over text? Listen to this. My girlfriend was out with her friends and drunkenly picked up a guy and brought him home. The problem is we live together.
Oh, jeez. Hello.
Told you. I got an email saying, Brandon would like to remove you from your shared AT&T plan. He then texted me a long breakup text.
Yeah, that's worse than over text. For sure.
Someone said, here's
an email from a third party company.
Yeah. Hey, how come I can't log into Netflix? How come I can't get into this? How come I can't? You're not going to get into anything.
Yeah.
Someone said they made me read a poem that she'd written about some other guy she was hooking up with. It took me 3 paragraphs to realize what was happening as I was reading it. It's kind of clever.
I don't know that I would catch on right away, too, but just because I'm like, that is so savage that you're like.
Yeah. The worst ways people have been dumped. She invited me to her place and showed me a bunch of baby stuff and said, so I'm pregnant and it's not yours.
Well.
I told you that I dated a woman and I met her, no kids. She came to my house. We drove in her car, and she had a baby seat in the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, huh, she must have a niece or nephew, or maybe she's a nanny. Like, I just did not think that she was a mom at all. It didn't cross my mind. So finally, we're on, like, the third date, and she tells me that she can't go out, or she's got to leave the date early because she's got to go home for the babysitter. And I was like, the babysitter? She's like, yeah, I have a kid. I go, what do you mean? She's like, didn't you see the car seat in the back of my car?
She's like, hello, dum-dum.
Maybe, though, she should have told me when we first met that she was a mother.
Well, maybe she thought you saw the car seat and you just were okay with it.
I didn't put it together?
Yeah.
How about the time? How about, by the way, weird and terrible ways you were dumped. Let's get the calls on this. 704-570-9595. Chime in and tell producer Nicole the weird way you were dumped. And the bad way, by the way. How about the time that I had a woman move into my apartment and she had a kid and she brought the child along, but she also brought like all the stuff that made my apartment go from a bachelor pad to an adult apartment. Uh-huh. There was a fish tank, plates that were not paper, forks and knives that were not plastic, paintings, pictures on the walls, comforters, pillows, a couch.
And then what happened?
I came home one day and it was all gone.
She just went back to her husband.
While I was doing the morning show, she did. She went back to her husband, and he helped her move everything out.
You guys had a field day with that on your morning show. I know you
did. Oh, dude. I walked in, and I was like, huh, that's weird. The fish tank's usually there.
We've been robbed.
Where's that picture? What the hell is going on here? We've been robbed. I'm so dumb. I call her. I'm like, hey, honey.
You're so dumb.
Hey, listen to this. Hey, honey. Hi, guess what? We were robbed and only your stuff was taken.
Oh, my God, Manny.
All right, let's hear it. The worst way you were dumped, 704-570-9595. Help me out. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny and Lorraine Morning Show. Going through a bunch of text messages. From people who got dumped in a terrible way. Someone said that I met a guy in church. Yeah, he never went back. That was his way of breaking up with me.
Oh,
he broke up with God and with me.
I would just went to a different church.
Let's say good morning to, this is Dave in Pineville. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Dave, what happened to you?
So, there was this girl, we were together for probably about a year, and Christmas time's coming along, you know, things are going good.
I got her these, like, custom M&Ms that say, I love you, Rachel. And on Christmas Day, I call her because she was with her parents that day. And I just want to tell her, you know, happy Merry Christmas and everything. And I picked up the phone, and she just broke up with me on the spot.
Aww.
After he had the custom-made M&Ms done, Loren.
Come on.
Yeah, I ended up just eating all the M&Ms on my own.
Oh, you had never given them to her?
No, because she was with her parents. I was going to tell her what they were and then give them to her when she got back. But,
That's the worst. Hey, what if she was like, you know what, Dave, I was wrong. I want to get back with you. Well, I ate your Christmas present. I'm so sorry. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How did you get dumped?
Wasn't me getting dumped. It was how I actually solved the problem.
Yeah, Jason texted us and did something funny, Loren. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is late 80s, so pre-cell phones, all that fun stuff. And I've seen a girl, Noelle, and the girl I really liked, her name was Lori. So I was cruising around with Lori and called the local radio station back in Pennsylvania and requested the song to Noelle from Jason, Girl, Don't Go Away, Mad, Just Go Away.
Wow. Wow.
Do you think she was listening?
Yeah, I went out because we're cruising to town back home, and she saw us in the car coming through, and I got the double bird real quick. So.
Yeah, I would think so.
The power of radio, even back in the 80s.
It's
I love
like
it.
You called
Thanks,
her and
Jason.
Said, hey, I'm going to request a song for you. Make sure you're listening. She thinks it's going to be so sweet, and then it's that.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
So yesterday, we went to lunch with our friend Woody from the Charlotte FC. And producer Nicole, Loren, and I are sitting there, and Woody's texts Nicole and says, hey, I'm running just a little bit late. I'm on the phone. We're talking about some business stuff, and then he comes and sits with us, and we're like, dude, did you hear that Lionel Messi, who's one of the more popular soccer mm-hmm. players in the world, he and Ronaldo, I would say, are the two most popular ones that the average person might know. Lionel Messi is signing with an MLS team. Well, it's not the Charlotte FC, but it is the Miami, whatever they're called.
So you would get to essentially see Messi play whenever they play the Charlotte FC.
So there is a big meeting yesterday with the Charlotte FC saying, you know, we have to make sure that we open up the upper bowl, mm-hmm. make sure we have enough tickets for when Messi's coming, because when he comes, the...
Which I think is in October.
October 10th, I want to say.
Okay.
But the upper bowl will be open and blah, blah, blah. So we have lunch, and I'm going to talk about that lunch here in a second because you two were embarrassing, and I'll tell you why. But afterwards, as soon as I go and check my Instagram, like at a traffic light somewhere, I see the Charlotte FC puts out, like, mark the date.
Yeah,
October,
yeah.
Messi's coming, upper bowl open, and I just started laughing. I was like, all right, yeah, at least Woody wasn't lying about what he was doing.
But it wasn't even, like, official at that point.
No.
It was like, we heard something's going on, so we're opening the upper deck.
It's official now, though.
Yeah.
I think Messi's all locked up to go to Miami and play in the MLS. So we're having this lunch, and at one point, Nicole starts choking.
That's what embarrassed you.
Yeah, and to the, like, Woody and I are talking, and the whole table's talking.
I'm sorry.
But Nicole starts choking.
Nicole.
Like, coughed, choking.
You're embarrassed by us.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, the conversation's continuing, and now Loren's coughed, choking. And I go, did you try Nicole's lunch? Like, why are you choking?
We both had these rice balls.
And that's what it was like. It was like, noticeable. Other tables are looking.
Embarrassed by that. We almost died and you're embarrassed by us. No, we both had these rice bowls and they were different rice bowls, but they still had rice in it. So because we're talking and like the conversations, you know, it's just conversation. We're eating as we're talking. Nicole like inhales a piece of a grain of rice and starts choking.
No, so it wasn't a heat cough?
No, because let me tell you, I chew with my mouth closed, unlike Manny, who can't...
Oh, here come the attacks
who
back.
Who can't close his mouth to have a bite before he starts another sentence. You're trying to eat and talk to Woody at the same time, and I'm like, stop it.
So I didn't even notice.
We're probably eating double time so that, you know, in between we can chew and then rejoin the conversation.
Did you have a heat choke? Like you ate? Because that's what it sounded like. Like no. You swallowed something hot. No. What was your choke on?
It was the exact same thing. We both had rice bowls.
You guys should not be choking on rice. Do you have any idea how small
from, like,
rice
inhaling
is?
Inhaling and it going down the wrong tube or whatever.
And at what point we because I think at first we all ignored Nicole. And then it happened again. No, and we were like, is everybody okay?
I said to Nicole, I was like, are you okay? Are you choking? Do you need the Heimlich? She's like, I'm okay. And then when I did it, I was like, would you give me your rice grain jump down my throat?
I didn't want to bring attention to it. And then we just had to. But anyway, Charlotte FC, by the way, Pride Night this Saturday. Tickets are available on their website. We'll be out there. We're
wake up in the morning. It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Hey, it's how I get my morning started.
First thing.
Wake up in the morning.
Kiss 95.1.
Shout out to Marvin Ridge.
I got Riley.
My brother goes, hey, dude, we're doing a brunch or lunch tomorrow for Riley's graduation, meaning today.
This is turned out to a shout out show.
And, yeah, I'm in the club.
Okay.
I'm in the club, like Nolan and Larry on a Saturday night. Well, listen, so my brother goes, hey, dude, listen to the details he gives me. This would drive you crazy. My brother Richard calls into the show from time to time, goes, I know you're busy, but we're going out to late breakfast, early lunch on Thursday after Riley's graduation.
And how does he expect for...
I go, okay.
Like, as in today?
Yeah, but he sent this to me on Tuesday, but with no details. Like, late breakfast, early lunch. Okay, where?
Uh-huh.
You know, what time exactly? And the ceremony starts at 10.
He realize that you do a morning show, right?
He's going to call in to defend himself. Nicole, don't answer. We got to move on. I don't have time to argue. My family issues.
Not on the air.
On the air. He says, we may go to a nice lunch. And I have ripped jeans on.
Well.
This is the only date you need to know. June 22nd. It's the second annual singles nights for our singles night for our single friends in the Carolinas, Loren. We're doing it once again at Truist Field in Uptown Charlotte for a nights game.
Yeah, we did this last year. It's just a fun night of baseball, mingling with some other singles. And your ticket, which is $24, it includes $10 worth of food and drinks of your choice. And it's Thirsty Thursday.
So starting Monday of next week, we're going to start getting more serious about this. And we're going to start looking at the roster because you can go to kiss951.com right now to buy your ticket. And then you also add yourself to the roster so we know how many men we have and how many women we have going to this event.
I love that.
Last year, we had way too many women and not enough men. This year so far, the guys are texting us. And now I'm afraid we're going to have too many guys and not enough women. So the way to find out who's going and who you might be interested in, go to kiss951.com right now, buy your ticket, and then add yourself to the roster so we know who's going. Once again, June 22nd, the second annual singles night with the Meanie and Loren Morning Show.
It's going to be so much fun.
Tickets are just $24, and I love that we worked out this deal. Hats off to producer Nicole because she did a great job. We have $10 worth of food and drink for you out of that $24.
And I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this, but I heard we're going to have some fun, like, giveaways there, too.
There's a new brewery that opened up inside the stadium, so we'll do a lot of fun stuff there. Head to kiss951.com, June 22nd, our annual singles night at Truist Field Uptown for the night's game. We want to hook up all the single people here in the QC.
It's the Manny and Loren Show, Kiss 95.1.
Coming up after 9, we got a DM drama for you, and I'm gonna like this one because I have friends like this who, someone wants to know how to deal with their friend who is drama all the time, and they bring their drama to them, which is what a friend is supposed to do,
but not wear it out.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it coming up after 9. But I need, I just thought of this. I should have thought of this earlier. Ryan, our security expert. If you're listening, Ryan, give us a shout right now real quick because I have a question for you. I woke up this morning, Loren, to a text message, and it was legit. It was from my bank saying that the password change that you requested. Hold on. Let me read it to you. Call to report suspicious. Okay. Here is your code that you requested. 251 this morning. Here is the code that you requested. Reply help if you didn't request this. So I know this is legit. This is my bank, right? So I replied help. And it said to report suspicious activity, and you should do so immediately. Sign online or the mobile banking app to review your account activity. So I did that. I also looked and I got a email from the bank saying, let's change your password. And I'm like, well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, I'm listening.
This is why I need Ryan. Before we start freaking out,
obviously it worked, right? I get it.
It did its job. I have a hard enough time picking passwords, especially for the bank, you guys. The bank wants .. Uh-huh. And it's like, and you can't use anything that you used in the last 2 years. And I'm like, let's slow our roll. They didn't get my password.
Right.
All my security things worked. So why do I need to change my password? Where's Ryan?
Ryan might not be listening.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, no, I do. I understand what you're saying. Because I get them, I get those alerts from like Venmo a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm calling
Thanks
Ryan.
For the third party check-in.
I know, but it's supposed to be like it did its job.
Right. I understand.
Hello, it's Ryan.
Ryan, what's up? It's Maney. You're on the radio.
What's going on?
Listen.
He sounds busy. It sounds like he's got kids in the background.
Is your baby okay? Because I have an important question for you.
Yeah, she's singing to herself. We're good.
Okay. So I got a message from my bank last night at 2:51 in the morning saying, hey, here is your code that you requested. Obviously, I was sleeping. I didn't request a code. And then it says, I got an email saying, if you didn't request this code or you didn't try and log in, then let's change your password. And I'm sitting here talking to Loren Ryan, who's a security expert in the internet world. It did its job. Like, why do I need to change my password now? It literally did its job.
So that means, well, first of all, I would be a little concerned about a possible scam, so I would check, make sure it's coming from
it was legit.
In the bank. Most of the bank apps have alerts, too, that would be sending you the same things, depending on the size of the bank you're with.
Yes, but, yeah, it's legit.
Also, usually when you get the passcode, that means somebody has your password, because you get your login, you get your password, and then if it doesn't recognize what you're logging in on, it's going to ask you to verify with that password. That's a verification.
He's not wrong.
So I would log in through your ways. Don't click on any of those emails because you don't know if they're
right.
Trusted.
But yeah, log on through the app.
Your app or your web browser and change your own password.
He's right, because you wouldn't have gotten that enter this code if they didn't have your password.
Yeah.
And what if it was an old password? Because I know my old stuff is on the dark web.
Well, even the fraudsters are very good, too, where if they had your phone number wherever they scraped your data from, they would even call up sometimes after. You might get a phone call today asking, like, the bank, and they'll say, hey, we can change and do stuff on the phone. Can we get that passcode from you? Because then you give it to them, and then they've got access to all your accounts.
And Maney would definitely give it to them.
No. Oh, God. Okay.
Out. That's the bottom line. Anyone listening, never give the passcode. Your password's out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. All right, man. Well, thanks, dude. That's a good point. I guess I'll go change my password now.
Have fun.
Yeah,
thanks, Ryan.
I got to tell my wife what it is, and I'm not going to remember it. Thanks, Rye.
Go back to that baby of yours.
See, it's a good thing I reached out to Ryan. You were laughing.
I was.
Brings up a good point. All right.
It's the Maney and Loren Show.
DM drama. You got something going on in your life. You can't figure out all the details of it. You need a little advice. Hit us up at the ML Morning Show on our Insta. Give us a little information. Most importantly, tell us if you want us to use your name and what time you listen so that we could talk about it while you're actually listening to the show.
Right.
Also, if you have some advice to drop for someone, you can always call us at 704-570-9595 or text that number.
So Cheryl sent us this message and she said she listens right around now.
I listen at 9:04 every morning.
She said 9, but I assume she's still listening. but she says, my BFF has always been a bit of a drama queen.
Mm.
She comes to me and vents about her family or work or whatever it is that she's, whatever loser she's currently dating. But we typically have fun together and celebrate each other's successes, too. However, lately, I've noticed that it has become all drama and all negativity, and there's no more fun or reason to celebrate anymore. I feel like she needs me more than ever to be a source of positivity in her life, but at what cost to my own happiness? I don't know how much longer I can be around her and her constant drama.
I feel like we just talked about this in a different hour for someone else.
Yes.
And I talked about how I had a friend who was super negative, and all I tried to do was just be positive around them, but you can't. Sometimes you have to do what's best for you and your own mental health. Mm-hmm. And if you think they need you, but you can't be around them because you can't be around negative people right then and there, it's your right to be like, no, I can't.
I think it's okay, too, to put some distance there. Or, you know, maybe try to point out, you know, I feel like you need some fun, some positivity, like...
I never met a person more negative than you.
No, I wouldn't say that. But, like, maybe they really do just need, you know, a shoulder, and it's a hard season of their life. If it starts to bleed over into your life, that is really hard. When we talked about this last time, I talked about how I had to cut somebody out of my life that I loved. But they just didn't want the help yet. I hope that they eventually got it. I'm not sure that things have changed much. But, you know... I love that person. I just couldn't be around the constant drama and negativity and it bleeding into my life. It was affecting my mood.
How do you guys handle a friend with a ton of drama going on in their lives? And is there something specific that you said or did? 704-570-9595. I think Loren gave some really, really great advice right there. I feel like what you need to do is personally separate some distance, especially if you feel like you don't need to be around someone negative. Like if you're like if it's a Friday, 5:30, you just got out of work, mm-hmm. you're looking to go out for the weekend, and I don't know if you have kids or whatever. I'm just making an example. Sure. The last thing you want to do is get on the phone with somebody and be like, what's going on? How's everything going?
And not great. You know, my husband or my boyfriend's a pain. The dog peed on the carpet. My car won't start. You know, and it's like, we get it.
And Cheryl,
and you are, she said it was her BFF. So this is not just an acquaintance. This is her best friend ever.
And she does say that she's always been a bit of a drama queen. But Cheryl, I think if you surround yourself with other positive people, you personally, and mind your mental health and try, you know, to maybe put a little distance there, but still be there for her, maybe you can pull her out of that rut while still protecting your own mental health, too.
Somebody texted in and said, be careful. I actually lost a friend by calling them a drama queen.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call her a drama queen.
But that in itself proved your point. Hey, 980 texted in and said, hey, I told her she was a drama queen and I lost a friendship. Well, that friend is all drama. If she broke up and ended the friendship over that, then that's drama.
You're right.
So there you have it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.